Hello, this is Evangelist Vincent Skinner, and you are listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses and stirs a hunger for God in you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch your life through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. Hi, Vincent Skinner here, and I'm continuing with the series of teachings on healing. Remember, by His stripes you are healed, and you are the healed of the Lord, and the Lord is your healer. I was in Mallorca, Spain. Today I want to talk about the manifest presence of God, healing out of the presence of God, and the word of knowledge. You know, I was in Mallorca, Spain, and preaching in a friend of mine church. You know, the island of Mallorca is part of Spain, but it's off the coast of Spain there, and preaching in my friend's church. And I had a word of knowledge. I had just this information. You know, what is the word of knowledge? The word of knowledge is, one person put it like this, it's knowing what you know without knowing how you know it. It's divine knowledge. God just drops something into your heart. And I had this word of knowledge that the Lord was healing somebody's spine. Before we knew it, this woman came down to the front, and she was crying and shaking under the power of God. And she had this sickness where her spine went from thick to thin down at the base, and the spine was very weak and couldn't hold, and she was in constant pain for as long as she could remember. And yeah, the power of God, we heard the bones crack as the power of God put everything into place and adjusted things. And she testified that for the first time, as long as she could remember, she was without pain and felt completely healed. Another example was, I was in a meeting as well, in the presence of God was there, and had this vision, this picture of a set of x-rays of somebody's lungs. And in the x-ray, I saw like white spots, one big white spot with, it's almost like somebody would come with a paintbrush and go, you know, and spray this paint, and with more prominent areas and more thinner dots. And I explained it like that, and I said, this is somebody's x-ray. And there was a woman to my left. She suddenly jumped up, fell on her face. I mean, she was crying. The tears were coming out of her eyes. She said, that's my x-ray. You've just described my x-ray. I had it done today. And they were saying that they would have to, they were preparing an oxygen mask for her lungs. And I mean, the whole thing. And she said she felt like a heat come on her lungs. And her lungs just opened up and she could breathe normal. So you see, the presence of God, the manifest presence of God, and while that's happening, and then you get the word of knowledge taking place. I just want to read this verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting at verse 7, and it's to do with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, or what the direct translation would be, the manifestations or the spirituals of the Holy Spirit. Listen to this, verse 7 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It says, but to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. So these things are for the common good. Look, it manifests who Jesus is. Remember, the Holy Spirit takes all that is available in Jesus and brings it and makes it available to us. So to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Verse 8, for to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge, to another faith, to another the spirit of the gift of healings by the same Spirit, and to another the effecting of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another the discerning of spirits, and to another various kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues, and so on. So we see these manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Now, obviously, you have to conclude, if these are manifestations of the Holy Spirit, then the presence of God is there, the power of God is there. So I have found, many people have found, that in the presence of God, now we know that the Bible does, we obviously know God is everywhere, that's the word omnipresent, but His manifest presence is not everywhere. Now, when He manifests Himself, you often find that when the Holy Spirit is manifesting Himself, that God begins to reveal things. He begins to reveal things that He wants to do. And so what is the word of knowledge? The word of knowledge is simply God revealing that which he is doing. And all we have to do is speak it out, act on it, obey it, and respond to it, and what he reveals will be ours. I don't know how else to explain it, except that in his presence there is freedom, there is liberty. In his presence, Jesus is made so real, so powerful, and as God reveals things and we act on it, look, we will receive that healing or the manifestation of that which God reveals. So it is healing. It is the gift of healing, the word of knowledge, that which God reveals he desires to do. And all it requires is our response. You know, in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, it talks about the seven spirits of God. And it says there's a portion of it that says the spirit of counsel and might. And it's interesting. You know, in fact, let's go there. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 11 and just read the whole thing. It says, the spirit, verse 2, Isaiah 11 verse 2, it says, the spirit of the Lord will rest on him, obviously speaking of Jesus, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And it's interesting how it groups them there. It says the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, and then the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And it say, and it puts the spirit of counsel and might. So when you get counsel from somebody, they share their heart, they give direction, they reveal things to you that you seek. But it connects that knowledge, that revealed knowledge, that counsel with his might, with that display of power, that act. So God reveals in order to do. And so, listen here, when the Holy Spirit is there, when God is there, when his manifest presence is there, God is revealing things. He's showing things. Act on it. When a word of knowledge comes, the word of knowledge comes not just so that, oh, okay, that's nice. No, the word of knowledge is there because God's might, his power is ready to do it. All that is required is that we respond to that word. How often we have seen this. In fact, it's amazing the healings and the miracles that take place when this happens. The people that get healed when the word of knowledge comes and is spoken. You know, I recently had a word of knowledge of somebody who had earaches. I said I saw pain coming from the ear into the jaw. Into the jaw and even down into the neck, and that there was swelling. And somebody said, that's me. They came down, the power of God hit them, and they were healed. The swelling went away, the pain went away, they were completely healed. It is a powerful thing. Let us in his presence receive his counsel. Let us respond to it, and let us receive our miracle. Look, it is the working of miracles. It is the word of knowledge. It is the gift of faith. It is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit for the common good. So I want to say to you, in the name of Jesus, be healed and be well, be healthy from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I say, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he will quicken your mortal body. God bless you. Thank you for watching this broadcast. I would like for you to consider two things. Number one, follow us to receive notifications of when we go live again. And number two, support our ministry of reaching the nations with revival. Thank you for watching. I look forward to you joining our next live broadcast.